tip today in association with Slattery's of Pecan, your main Peugeot dealer for over 50 years in the Premier County. Slattery'sGarage.ie.
Good morning, Pat. Welcome back to the second hour of Tip Today. 1800-938-007. That's our free phone number. It won't cost you a cent. And Alison is producing today. She's by the phones right now. You can text on 083-311-3311. And as ever, we'd be delighted to hear from you. In on text, why doesn't HICWA go into Limerick and other hospitals unannounced? They will see how it works. It seems too many at the top doing nothing, and they expect the doctors and nurses to work in serious extreme conditions, says Siobhan, who is in Nina today. Joseph has an issue with Dr. Mary McAleese. He says McAleese is typical of some retirees who still can't accept that they no longer hold an important office. So there you go. Well, you see, Joseph, they might have something rather important to say based on their massive amount of experience. So, you know, what, do you think they should shut up and say nothing just because they're retired? Do you know that you could be entitled to a tax refund, or indeed, do you know what you can actually claim back in tax? Well, I'm glad to be joined here in the studio now by Tara Callanan, who is manager for revenue in the East and South East Regional Office. Good morning to you, Tara.
Good morning, Fran. How are you?
And it's good to chat to you today. It's fair to say that when people hear about revenue, or when they have to talk about revenue or talk to people like yourself, that there's a fear factor there in some way. And it has nothing to do with whether you've done anything wrong or right, but there's a tightness about saying, oh, it's the revenue.
Yes, yes. Yeah. I've heard that a few times. In my own opinion, I think there's two types of people. We fear what we don't understand. People think tax is very complicated, and so you might not understand it, and therefore you're a bit fearful. And the other people are tax evaders, you know, and they have a right to be fearful of revenue officials.
Right.
You know, they're cheating the system, and that won't be tolerated.
Right, so that's a whole different ballgame altogether. But yes, here today we're concentrating on ordinary people that just might be due tax back.
Yes, this is the time of the year, January, February, March, where your employer is issuing your P60. And now I'll just explain what a P60
is. Yes, please.
It's a statement of your earnings. So they'll be issuing now for 2017. And on that piece of document, it's a very valuable piece of document. It shows your gross earnings and all the taxes that you paid. So income tax, universal social charge, and your PRSI as well. So later, if you were looking for benefits, all that information is there. So it's very important that people get an end of year review to see if they're due tax back. Mm-hmm. It's also this time of the year that you might be claiming your medical expenses. So what we're doing today is promoting the online services. Revenue.ie is a brilliant website, and it's been reviewed for you to make it more user friendly as well. So you'd go on to revenue.ie, and in the top right hand corner, there's a My Account. Click on there and you can register for the account or log into your account. Mm-hmm. And I'll just explain why the online system. The traditional system is you would send in your P60 and look for an end of year review. That may take 4 to 6 weeks. Then you'll be issued with a check. Then you've got to go to the bank and lodge the check. But if you have a My Account and you're entering your P60 details, you could actually potentially have a refund within 3 to 5 working days into your bank account. You know, so which one is smarter?
Which sounds pretty good.
Yeah.
But what happens if, for instance, it's medical, a medical tax back you're looking for, where you have to show receipts?
Okay, so we operate on the presumption of honesty. So if you tell me you had medical expenses of 200 euros for the year, I'm not looking for the receipts initially. You'll make the claim for the 200 euros and you'd be entitled to 20% relief on that. So you'd be getting 40 euros back. So later you could be randomly selected for verification. And at that stage, we may require the receipts. So I would tell you to keep the receipts. What we have is a lovely receipts tracker now online, so that you can actually upload those receipts. So the minute you come out of the doctor, upload that receipt, go up to the pharmacy, get your prescription, because that's also eligible for tax relief, and keep all those receipts safe.
That's fantastic, so that if you're, idea, because it is, I lose the receipts all of the time.
So, I mean, you could be claiming now going back 4 years. So that means now you're looking for receipts from 2014, you know. So it's a way to be organised, it's a way to keep track of what your expenses
are. Right, so it's another good reason to register and be online.
To be online, absolutely. You know, we do customer service surveys. We'll talk to focus groups, and this is what people are telling us. This is people are telling us that this is what we want, this would be a great idea. So we've taken all that on board and put it into operation.
All right. We will put questions to you a little later on, because I presume we're going to have queries in from people. So if you have a tax query for Tara, 083-311-3311, and as best as she can, she will answer your queries a little bit later on. Just off air, I was putting something to you about it, and again, there's a little bit of confusion. Certainly, I'm confused about it anyway. If I'm with VHI or whoever, and I claim money back from them based on my doctor receipts or whatever, mm-hmm. can I also claim tax back?
Yes, you can. Yes, you can.
How does that work?
Right. Okay, so we'll say you went to the doctor and it cost 100 euros. And with your policy with VHI, they gave you back 40 euros of that. That would mean there's a balance there of 60 euros that is eligible for tax relief. So you'd get 20% of that back. So anything that VHI is not refunding you, the balance will be eligible, not the gross amount, not the 100 euros, but the balance.
Okay.
So the 100 euros you paid out, VHI gave you 40 euros, you got 60 euros back. That's the part that's eligible for tax relief.
All right, so there is that there. What are the common queries that you get, Tara?
A lot of it would be the health expenses. I think that's very popular.
Hmm.
Transferring credits between spouses. Say if I was pregnant and I'm going on maternity leave, with the online My Account, I can actually go on and transfer my credits over to my husband, and then he can benefit. So we're paying less tax throughout the year. We're just being smarter with how we're allocating our credits. You can register for a new job. You know, all those graduates coming out of college now, they're all doing interviews.
Yes.
They're getting ready to go into the workforce. If they have a My Account set up, the minute they get that job offer, they can register their employment online. Their tax credit cert then gets issued out to their employer, so they don't suffer any emergency tax. So their first month's wages is exactly as it should be.
Well, that's fantastic, because in the past, of course, there was the emergency tax that went on for weeks.
Yeah, and then they're calling mom and dad and saying, hey, I have no money this month. So this is just a smarter way. I would encourage anybody who's paid tax in the last 4 years to go onto revenue.ie, to go to the right-hand corner, look at My Account. And if you don't have an account, just scroll halfway down that page once you've pressed My Account and register for My Account. Now, you'll need 5 pieces of information, which I can tell you about, but again, they're all online.
Mm.
Just everybody should be registered. We actually have at the moment 1.8 million users, you know, account users.
Wow.
And our peak traffic is actually from 6 o'clock in the evening till midnight. So people are using it at a time that suits them.
Yes.
Yeah.
When they come home, they want to have a look at the... I presume that you would advise people, we should be looking at our business an awful lot more, shouldn't we?
Oh, absolutely, we should. You know, it's just a smarter way. It's your money. Like Revenue is very interested in charging you the right tax at the right time. We're not interested in undercharging you or overcharging you. If you've been overcharged, you have to take the responsibility now to go on and see. That's your money, that's your entitlement, you know. So you can also claim tuition fees, flat rate expenses. Some people aren't aware about flat rate expenses. That's a fee that would be an expense that would be negotiated with your unions, you know, and it differs between different categories of employment.
The tuition fees are interesting. What about that? Because, of course, there's funding available and there's grants available as well. But I presume you're entitled to money back on the portion that you pay.
Yep. So, say if you paid 8,000 euros in tuition fees, there's a threshold of 7,000 first, and the first 3,000 is disregarded. So, there's a balance there of 4,000 euros at 20%. So, straight away, you're due back 800 euros. You know, and if you haven't done that for the last 4 years, that's a substantial amount of money coming back. And again, if you have a My Account and you have your bank details on record, that refund is coming to you within 3 to 5 working days. So really, I just think it's the smart way for people to operate.
Right,
this time of the year as well, you know, sometimes after Christmas in January, it was very tough for a lot of people. I really would encourage everybody to go on there.
So you might be having that holiday you didn't think you could afford
if
you're smart about that. By the way, if the college is a private college, is there any difference there in terms of what you...
Okay, so there's approved colleges. So again, go on to the Revenue website and put in tuition fees and there follow the links, and it'll actually, you can look at all the approved colleges that qualify for the tax relief, and some do. So, I mean, and it's a vast list. So I would encourage you to go on there and see if your college does, because that can help you decide where you're going to go to college as well. Mm. You know, if you're thinking, I have to do a course, it's 5,000 euros, this might may factor into which particular school you go to.
Very interesting, Andre. The other assumption that we make is, oh, we pay PAYE, we're entitled to nothing by way of monies back for... What are you entitled to put in for? I mean, you can't put in for expenses of driving to work or anything like that, sure.
No. As PAYE workers,
right.
No. But say...
What about clothing, uniforms? Is there anything there for anything like
well,
that?
The flat rate expenses is exactly that. You know, for nurses, say, they would get flat rate expenses to cover things like that for the nurses. But I have a particular example of a student who worked during the summer for 4 months, say, and then paid the tax at the time. Now he or she thinks, I'm not entitled to anything back, but they didn't actually work for the other months of the year, so they're absolutely entitled to tax back. So they should be getting a review done. Medical expenses, which we've already covered, tuition fees, you know, even things like what you wouldn't spring to mind is if you had IVF treatment. You know, that's eligible for tax relief.
Indeed?
Yeah, absolutely. It's a very expensive process. It is eligible, yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
The other thing that occurred to me, because I was reading some stuff on this last night, if you change a job, mm-hmm. are you entitled to tax back?
Could be. So if you, say if you finished up last Friday, you'd be entitled to a P45, which is your statement of earnings for the time from the 1st of January to the period that you finished. And then if you weren't working for the rest of the year, it's very important that you go then and get an end of year review, which again you could do online.
Mm.
If you started a new job the following week, very, very important that you register that new employment immediately. Otherwise, you could again be subject to emergency tax. But by you having an online account, you can get yourself organised to finish one job, start the other, and your taxes will be as they should be, and you're not going to incur, a delay of your wages.
Right. Okay. Can you get estimation as well? I wonder, because I know of somebody who took on a new job. It seemed like they were getting a raise in money, but when you took in the fact that they were into a different tax band, of course, that was no longer there. So can you get an estimation of stuff like that before you make a change or make a decision? Or
Well, we have a budget calculator online again,
right.
Okay? And then we have all the rate bands there as well, so it'll tell you what's taxable at 20%, and then once you meet that threshold, what goes then at 40%.
Right.
So it's all there online that you can do your calculations. Also, the USC, the Universal Social Charges, all those rates are there. So actually, if you said, oh, my wages are going to be 25,000 next year, you can actually do those calculations and calculate what your net wage would be approximately.
All right, so that facility is there online. And just to give us the access to that again as well.
So it's revenue.ie, that's your website. And there's actually over in the right hand corner, again, there's a search box. So again, if you're interested in medical expenses, type that in, it'll bring you directly there. If you're interested in tuition fees, type that in. If you want to manage your credits, if you want an end of year review, go on to my account and do that, and do it at a time that suits you, that's convenient for you. It's very different from having to come on your lunch break, leave your office, drive to the tax office, park, queue, then realise you're missing half your documentation. You know, this is just...
I've been that soldier so often. All right, let us take a break because all sorts of questions flooding in for you, if you don't mind, Tara.
Right,
and we'll be back in a few moments. It's 10:20 right now.
Join the conversation in Tipperary. Contact us through Facebook, Twitter, or email tiptoday@tipfm.com.
And you're very welcome back to Tip Today, and Tara Callanan, manager of Revenue East and South East regional offices with me in studio. The amount of queries we're getting in for you, Tara, you're proving very, very popular indeed today. Where do we even start? Interesting question. Is my account different to Ross? And at what level of income does one start paying USC? Well, the first question anyway, my account by comparison to Ross?
Yes, it's tailored for the people that are self-employed.
Yes.
So again, you'd go on to revenue.ie and it's up there in the top right-hand corner. Again, it's right beside my account. So if you're registered for self-employed income, you would log on to ROS, which stands for Revenue Online Services. So it's just another online tailored system.
And that brings me as well, Tara, to the notion that some people are on PAYE, but they might also have private earnings from some other work that yes. they're doing. Where are you there? Are you in a kind of a no man's land?
Okay, so if your earnings are 5,000 euros or more, then you're with
outside
the
outside of your PAYE.
Yeah, outside of your PAYE. Yep. So if you have an additional income coming in and it's 5,000 euros or greater, then you have to register as self-employed. And then you'd be looking at a Form 11, which would be your... For the PAYE, it's, you know, say if you had additional income, you were a DJ at the weekend and over the year that was 4,000 euros. You can come onto my account and declare that additional income and pay your taxes there online with that.
Right, but once it goes over 5 grand...
Yeah, then you'd have to register as self-employed.
Okay, all right, yeah. Very good indeed. Now, let me see, could you ask Tara about claiming back tax from your mortgage, because of your mortgage, I suppose that should be.
Yeah.
What about that? Is that complex?
Yeah, mortgage is extremely complex because it depends when did you take out your mortgage.
Right.
So I would advise that person to go onto revenue.ie and put in a mortgage interest relief, and it will depend on their particular circumstances. When was the mortgage taken out? And depending on that, those rates will apply. There's various rates.
And I'm just wondering if people are in trouble with their mortgage as well. Does that add to the complication of all of this? And
That would be more their dealings. Obviously, if they're not paying their mortgage,
that's what I mean. Yeah.
Then, unfortunately, they wouldn't be entitled to the relief. And it's again probably very good to make contact with us. You know, if that is the situation, because if you're ever claiming a tax credit or relief that you're not entitled to, that then will be pulled back from you. And nobody needs a nasty surprise like that.
Recently applied for health expenses refund on Tuesday online, and the refund was in my bank account that Friday. Very good services, somebody. So there you go.
That's a great
endorsement indeed. Caller says he claimed for bins, tax and doctor's receipts. He only got a couple of hundred back. He doesn't feel this is correct. Can he appeal?
Yes. We have an internal appeal process and an external appeal. So if you're unhappy with the internal appeal or review, we take those very seriously. We respond within 20 working days. And then at that stage, if you're still unsatisfied, there's a whole complaint and review procedure that an outside unbiased party will look at.
No, right.
Again, that's online. Go in and look for revenue making an appeal. Did you say bins, though?
A mixture of bins and doctor's receipts and stuff. But
if he feels unsatisfied, I would encourage him to make contact and we can have a look at that for him.
Somebody else wondering about marriage and the effect that has on the taxes and the tax credits. And
if it matters to you, it matters to us. Call TIP today on 1-800-938-007.
Michael Joseph joins me now. Michael Joseph, good morning to you.
Good morning, Fran. How are you doing?
I'm doing pretty well indeed. You think money is being wasted in hospitals, Michael?
I bet you look at it. The first thing someone is going to say now, we're giving out, but we're not. No, I was in a hospital the other day in an outpatient. We won't mention the hospital, just that they can't do us for anything. And it was roughly a 20 by 20, we'll say, compartment we were in, you know?
Yeah.
And there'd be a hallway just going by, an open hallway. And there was 13 lights on. 13.
13 fluorescent lights, was it?
Yeah, 13 fluorescent lights. Now, I was just looking, they were about 6 inches long. There were two bulbs in each light.
Yeah.
And the funny thing about it is, there's a window there, and it's the length of the building. It's 20 foot by 10. What would you need lights for?
So there's plenty of light without...
Oh, well, yeah, go away, friend. Yeah. Look at how many hospitals are the same as that then. Lights. You get your electricity bill and see what's going to cost you. And lights burn. They burn electricity. People just... I don't know. They didn't forget to turn them off. They're on. I was in that place loads of times. And as well, James's Hospital, we will mention the name in Dublin. I was in it and we walked down the hall and there was a woman with me and said, just the radiators are on. And all the windows were open. And radiators on. Why would you need radiators on and the windows opened?
Yeah, it's a bit ridiculous, all right, isn't
Jesus,
it?
Yes, but you look at. I looked to a man there the other night. He was on the paper there. One of the Evening Herald, either Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. He was looking there. A photograph was on the paper. Harris, Mr. Harris, we call him.
Simon Harris. Yeah.
He looked like a rabbit in the headlights of a car.
He's a young guy, you see.
Well, sure. If he can't do his job, he shouldn't be there. Michael Riley, remember him?
I do.
He said he'd have everything done in 100 days. That's about 6 or 8 years ago now.
But I often say it, Michael Joseph, I mean, some of the brightest and best have had that portfolio over the years. Everybody from Micheál Martin to, you know, Brian Cowan at one stage or other. They've all tried it out and they've all failed miserably.
And you're doing a good job in your job.
Well, I'm glad you think so, Michael Joseph.
Well, you are. You see, just what I'm saying, like, you're doing a perfect job.
But, like, why do you think that they fail at this? I mean, whenever they take it, because some of these people have been very bright, you know, and they seem to fail the moment they have a go at it.
Well, poor old Mary, you see, when you think about it, she said 10 years ago. And 'tis 10 years, because I read it on a local paper there not too long ago. It was an old paper, was in the house. And this man said, look at that, he says, 'tis in chaos. She said in 2010. That's 8 years ago. You would be back to Australia, up and down to Australia for probably up 200 times since. And it's still worse, isn't it now? It's worse. There's more people, they said, in Ireland, but sure, look at it. You could go on and on, couldn't you?
Well, you see, the excuses that come up with all the time, things like, you know, we have an ageing population, and but still, primary care, if they even sorted out primary care, they'd take some of the chaos out of the emergency rooms, you know, but now we can't even get GPs into local areas. They don't want to.
Mary Harney was the first woman to say, the first minister to say, people are living longer. And that's a nice word for living too long. They don't want to live any longer. If you get around the 70, 75 now, you know, you want to be going. Because we had a doctor one time in my part of the country, and a gentleman said to me, he was in with me, he said, where do you? My man said, I'm 72. I should say, you should be dead 2 years ago.
Good God, Alan.
You know.
Good God.
No, I wouldn't say all the doctors said. But that's the system. We're living longer. We're living too long.
Can I ask you what age you are?
I'd be... I'm gone 77, Sunset Strip.
Right, okay.
You know what I mean?
And when you go, I hope you're in the full of your health, but if you do go for a doctor's appointment, what, do you get that impression that, you know, actually you're 77? You
no, know? I don't. No, that's funny. I must say I was in Waterford a couple of times now for a good while. And the treatment was fantastic.
Right.
If you're in the system, you're lacking.
That seems to be the case, yeah.
But I was in Waterford there 2 years ago, and they were talking about trolleys.
Yeah.
You don't, I wouldn't mind being on a trolley, Fran, but there were 6 or 7 of us on a war, what would you call it?
A corridor, yeah.
No, there was no beds in the units. There were just wheelchairs, different equipment, and a small little, what you call it there, little canteen for food, like.
Yeah.
And the noise with people moving stuff, and all the lights were on, huge lights. And I would say,
even through the night.
Oh yeah, but there was doctors coming in taking their blood pressure at 2:30 in the morning.
Right.
And it was non-stop people walking up and down, up and down, up and down. But they had nowhere really to put the people. And at 4:00, this gentleman said, "I'm moving over here now to another corridor." And it was lovely. There was no lights on, no noise, no nothing. But to go into one of them corridors, like that lady you had on this morning.
Tammy, yeah.
Her father. I was just thinking about, like, to give 3 days. And he probably wasn't a young man.
No, I gather that. How long did you spend on a trolley?
Well, that day, I suppose from 9:00 till 4:00 in the morning. And in the noisy ward, it was like, I hope... If hell is like it anyway, definitely wouldn't like to go there. But then after that, then I went to 5 wards altogether in 7 hours.
Good God.
Moved around, we'd move you in here and then you moved out. So in the end, I was,
The amazing thing about what you're saying to me is that everywhere you go, you see waste of money.
Well, the lights now in all the hospitals and lights.
Yeah.
I pay me ESP, but I know what lights cost. And it's ridiculous. You don't want them in most places. Why would you need 13 lights when you have a window 20 by 10?
Right, and plenty of light in the window.
And you switch off your light too today. I know if you can do it out, switching it off, switch it off.
Yeah.
But that's that. But we're not giving out. We're only stressing the point.
I know, but these are the things that maybe should be looked at, you know, because they would all add up, I suppose, to something.
Yeah, well, one lady told me she was in James's Hospital in Dublin, and a gentleman wheeling or in a wheelchair said, if I was over this place, I'd have all them lights switched off. We don't need them.
Yeah.
And he said, they're cutting, trying to cut her wages, and they're wasting it on electricity.
Right, but you'd wonder, where is the management there? Where is the administration saying that's a waste of money, you know?
Yeah, well, look, at the people go back about the nuns, and give you about nuns. I tell you, they were in Kilkenny Hospital once, the nuns, and I can guarantee you one thing, that hospital was definitely run fantastic that time. But then they tell you, oh, look, there's more people in the country now.
Yeah, they certainly were an awful lot cleaner when the nuns were looking after.
Yeah, well, I see it now. I see it in Waterford now, and I must say there was one girl in particular there, and by God, she was doing a fantastic job. She was there nearly all day.
Doing what?
She was she had the proper equipment for cleaning floors and everything like that.
Yeah.
She had different cloths for doing windows and doing worktops. Everything that was done, but she was a brilliant girl. Yeah. And I'd say the rest of them were the same. And all this, it's just that they haven't got the space, that's all.
Yeah. Well, the other thing is the staff, Michael Joseph, they don't want to work in conditions like that. I mean, they can take jobs outside of the country that, you know, doesn't have that kind of pressure.
Oh, of course, oh, yes. Yeah, well, this working in the hospital definitely is not easy. There's no doubt about it. You're pushing around patients all day and they're all sick, like. They're not in there, but they're sick.
Yeah, yeah.
And especially with the flu crisis and all, it must be an awful place to work.
It certainly must be indeed. Well, Michael,
management, like, from the head office, like, wherever it is, we don't know who's really run the business, but HICWA, why do they call it HICWA?
Well, HICWA, they're the policing authority, really. They're the inspection authority to, you know, examine what it is that the HSE is doing. And
Well, Fran, why don't all these people be brought into some nice big room where there's a nice big table and sit them all down and have some people there that are sick people in hospital, or maybe were there in hospital themselves that were sick, and ask them a few questions, and maybe they'd...
Well, they did that recently. They had a sort of a questionnaire for people who spent some time in a hospital, and that was there late last year, I think, that they had that.
But they should be brought, whoever's in charge, like, there must be there's a lot of them. There's definitely not 10, there's probably 100 of them, maybe.
No.
Why don't they bring them in there and say, right, lads, look, we're going to ask you a few questions. Why is all this expense? How much does the electricity cost for your hospital this week? If you take Kilkenny, and we'll mention that, Kilkenny, there's 500 cars parked there every day.
Yeah.
500. Now, yeah, as well as that, you have the other car parks as well for the staff. But 500, and it's €4 a go. So that's two grand a day, isn't it?
A day, yeah. So what are you asking? Where is that money going? Is that
well, I questioned that from some of the management in the hospital and told me, yeah, what is the upkeep of the car park?
Yeah, well, yeah.
2,000 a day.
There's a lot of upkeep you'd get for €10,000 a week, I would imagine. But
you would, wouldn't you, yeah.
You would indeed. Michael Joseph, it's always a pleasure. Thanks very much indeed for talking to us. Another caller says that people keep whinging about trolleys. He spent 2 days on a trolley. It wasn't too bad. People speak about it like as if it's Beirut. It's not that bad. It's not ideal, but people need to cop on, says one of our listeners.
Join the conversation in Tipperary. Contact us through Facebook, Twitter, or email tiptoday@tipfm.com.
Well, if you'd like some fresh ideas about where to jet out to this year for your summer break, then the UL Arena is the place to be this weekend. The country's biggest and independent holiday show in association with Shannon Airport returns to Limerick with over 90 exhibitors. And Shannon Airport's head of aviation development, Declan Power, is with me now. Good morning to you, Declan.
Good morning, Fran.
This sounds like a very big deal indeed. It everything and anything for the traveller and the would-be holidaymaker?
Everything and anything. Between foreign holidays, home holidays, camping, motorhome, flights, cruising, you name it, it's basically going to be available this weekend at the holiday show in Limerick.
Seemingly people are being advised, Declan, to book early because it looks like being a bumper year for holidays.
It is, and I think, you know, I don't want to be saying we're getting back to boom times again, but there definitely is more and more people booking earlier. For the first month, the indication from the travel trade is that bookings are well up on the same period last year. So people are getting in early. Some of the destinations are coming back again. Some of the places like Turkey and places like that are coming back. But while we don't have those kind of flights out of Shannon, this show, while we sponsor it, you know, it has something for everybody.
Yeah.
Not necessarily out of Shannon, but we would like, obviously, people to encourage them to fly out of Shannon when they are going on their vacation.
Of course. Well, you have, what is it, 28 flights a week out of Shannon?
Oh, we have something like 30-odd destinations, yeah, out of Shannon. New this year, we'll have Air Canada to Toronto. We haven't had a Toronto service for a few years now. We have Barcelona Reyes, which is down to where that fantastic theme park is, yeah. Puerto Ventura, is located there. But we have, if you're going to go on a family holiday, there's plenty of seats and plenty of availability out of Shannon still. So, but start booking early, as we say. So.
Cruising, of course, has become hugely popular over the last couple of years, and the notion of flying to cruise as well. Cruising, of course, has become more affordable as well for people.
Well, it has. I think the days I went on a cruise many, many, many years ago, almost 20 years ago, but and I thought it would be, you know, everyone had to sit around. I thought it would be something like the Titanic, but it wasn't. It was very nice. Yeah. And you had to... you know, you could go casually, you could dress up and go down to dinner if you wish, but, you know, I choose not to and just dress casually, went to different restaurants every night, and great entertainment on board. But it's a fantastic experience. I think it's one of the best holidays I ever went on, so...
And if you like food, it certainly is the place to be. That's for sure. The kind of stands then that will be there over the weekend. What else have you got? You've got all the tour operators, I suppose.
We've all the tour operators. We have Sunway Holidays. You'll have Tropical Sky, American Holidays. You've all the U.S. Tour operators. You've the airlines. So you've Aer Lingus, Delta, United, Norwegian. So it's, you've got caravan and camping. Oh, you've got home holidays as well, which is really interesting, you know, from different parts, you know, from Athlone to Galway, to different places throughout. And of course, all the tourist boards are there as well, the Spanish tourist board, etc.
Right. Will there be an opportunity to pick up deals this weekend, if you know what I mean, by the fact that you go along?
Oh, definitely, because you can book while you're there.
Right.
Actually, some people book their cruises while they're there because they're talking directly to the cruise companies. Or you can, your opportunity to win prizes as well on the Shannon Airport stand. We'll be giving away prizes on the Saturday and the Sunday. So you could win a holiday for four to Lanzarote. You could win a holiday to Boston and flights to all different places. So
right.
It's free entry, free kids entertainment. And, of course, for the rugby followers, we have the TV there as well to make sure that we don't miss any of the rugby matches.
Absolutely, and I know there's plenty of parking there as well. If anybody's getting married in the next couple of years as well and planning a honeymoon, it would be an ideal a couple of days out, wouldn't it?
It is, because you have some hotels attending as well. And literally my own daughter is getting married next year. So
is she? Yeah.
She'll be there having a look around, I'm sure, as well, to see where she wants to go on the honeymoon. So,
very
no,
good.
Look, it's going to be a great show.
I hope you've been saving up, Declan.
I have, yeah. I'll have to raise the children's allowance fund. Yeah.
So lots of opportunity there over the next few days. What time in the mornings does it kick off? It
kicks off from 12 o'clock to 5:30 on Saturday and Sunday.
All right, okay. Well, it should be a great occasion indeed. What about Shannon for 2018, Declan? What, are you looking forward to a bumper year as well?
Oh, we are. We've been growing for the last 4 or 5 years since we separated now. So next year is even going to be a bigger and better year with more airlines, more services. And we're the only airport that has got growth with Norwegian Airlines.
Yeah.
Out of Ireland, because we are the jewel in their crown in the Irish services, and while they're cutting back services elsewhere, we're growing more and more with them this year, which is fantastic.
So. I would imagine, though, hugely competitive, is it?
Oh, it is.
Yeah.
And look, we're competing with other Irish airports, and the fact that all motorways unfortunately lead to Dublin is a major issue for us. But now that the motorway is opened up between Galway and Shannon, it's much better, and hopefully the Cork to Limerick motorway will open up in the next year or two. And, you know, we need a counterbalance for all the activity that goes on the east coast of the country, and I think Shannon can be that, the catalyst for that counterbalance and more regional development along here.
Of course, Tipperary people very fond of access from Shannon.
Oh, absolutely. I expect all of Tipperary to be at the show over the weekend.
I hope so, indeed. Declan, listen, good luck to you. Have a lovely weekend, and the best of luck to your daughter as well on her wedding. Look out
for
yourself. Bye-bye to you now. That's Declan Power there, and Shannon Airport's head of aviation development there. And of course, we're making reference to Ireland's biggest independent holiday show returning to the UL Arena. That's tomorrow and Sunday, and it's between 12 and 5:30, as Declan said there, and absolutely free entry in there, which is good too. Now, the focus of the government seems to be to increase the level of bureaucracy in every aspect of people's lives, while at the same time reducing the quality and level of service they provide. By the way, we got a huge reaction yesterday to the notion that if your tires are underinflated or if your tyres are looking dodgy, that you could easily get a couple of penalty points, which brings me to my test yesterday with the car, the NCT test. And I discovered that it failed the test. Why did it fail the test, Fran? It failed the test because the ball joint on the left-hand side of the front was dodgy. And the reason it was dodgy, because I hit a pothole with it that already ruined an alloy, and it ruined a tyre, and now I see that it has ruined the ball joint on the front of the car, and it meant that I failed the NCT test. And that's all because of the state of the roads. So as you can say, I was saying things like yesterday, you know, I was saying, oh crikey, I said, oh crikey, isn't that a shame? And words to that effect. Anyway, have you had an experience like that? 1800 938 007. In the next hour, we will have our Friday panel. And if you want to get involved in that conversation, or those conversations indeed, you'll be made very welcome indeed.